get the cut. Bianca Pachuca to the seven.
This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Dennis 50, Matt the Hitman Mizler at the Taj Mahal. And yes, we're talking about the 1995 Michigan-Ohio State game, if you want to join us in that. Also talking about the young point guard that just signed with the University of Michigan basketball team for the 2022 season. And if you'd like to join us, please give us a call. Let's talk 734-998-1050. Let's go to Ken. What's up, Ken?
Hey, my brother from another mother. How we doing?
Good. How about you?
Man, it's been a while, Jamie, since we talked. I hope everything's going good in your life. How's Dennis doing?
Well, I'm doing better now, Ken, that you took the time to call us up. What's happening?
Man, I haven't been able to get you guys on my phone app for some reason. I'm a cheap guy when it comes to my phone, all right? I hate to say it, but I had you guys at one time, but then something went wrong, and I turned the radio on today, and I said, I'm going to see if it'll pull up on my radio, and by God, all the stars were aligned for me to hear you guys. So, Denny, I'm going to have to give you a 101 lesson on barbecue, and I can see that.
Well, you know what? Now that I was talking about a charcoal chimney and all of that, it's all coming together because somebody that knows how to cook with cherry wood and whether it's ribs or chicken, you know, there's nobody better than Ken in Fowlerville.
Well, I'm up in Lansing now, but when I was in Fowlerville, you're right about that. But I've been using the chimney now for like 15 years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't even know what to do with lighter food besides make a bonfire.
That's one way of using it.
There you go. But, hey, I got to tell you, fellas, that conversation with Will Carr, oh, my God, did that get the hairs on my back stood up. That guy, I pray he has the time and the ability to come up here this year and talk to that team the week of Ohio State and let them know exactly what that game means. Because he is, Jamie, if we had a team of Jamie Morris's and Will Carr's, we'd never be beaten. I know that.
Well, we appreciate that.
I ain't trying to puff up your balloon, brother. I'm talking about your heart and your courage, along with Will Carr. To hear him talk like that, how he was so responsible to his other team members, and how it just everything came to the Ohio State game. I could listen to him for hours talk. I really could. But I'm just hoping this year gets a little better. I haven't been paying attention to the quarterback situation, fellas. Could you hit me up to that a little bit?
Well, right after the spring, the new quarterback coach, Matt Weiss, said that Cade McNamara declared him the starter and said that this guy's going to be somebody that can play 10 years in the NFL. So, but the part about it, you know, he's just played 115 total snaps and he's got one start. Where if you look at Alan Bowman, who's coming in, who has 3 years left, the transfer out of Texas Tech, that guy played in 19 games and has 16 starts and threw 33 touchdowns. And, you know, he's got a lot of experience there. Then you put into the mix a five-star quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, at what point do you play him? So it's a three-quarterback race. But, you know, McNamara with the lead and at the starter right now. So unless the one thing about Bowman is I don't even know if he's in Michigan. He didn't get up to play in spring practice. So now he's in for whatever they call this now, the summer phase. How much can he get the familiarity with his experience and would he be able to knock off somebody like McNamara once it gets to fall camp? You know, all those kind of things are in play right now, but I would guess, Ken, that it would be McNamara against Western on September the 4th. That's where my money would be.
Yeah, well, my money's not there, Ken. I'm sorry. My money's not there. You look for Alan Bowman to be the starter come September, early September, because I get it. I and you know what? He may be a player that's going to play, and I'm talking about Cade McNamara. He may be a quarterback someday who can play in the NFL for the next 10 years, but he ain't that quarterback right now. So I'm just looking at it. I know what the head coach likes to do. If this guy Alan Bowman comes in and shows any kind of talent, he's got size. He knows he's played in games. He's got game quality. That being said, I see us if they do anything, they may switch in and out quarterbacks, but I don't like that myself. So I look for Alan Bowman to play that game, and then maybe we'd see if Cade comes in later on in the next couple of weeks.
Well, and the thing is, Jamie, he's played in some pretty competitive games as a starter, obviously. So I'm just wondering why he ain't up here already getting into that book.
Well, who says he's not up here? Nobody said he's not up here. We just don't know. I didn't say he wasn't up here. I'm just saying, hey, we don't know if he's up here or not. I can tell you that.
I'm like, okay. Again, Jamie's talking, you know, Jamie talks to a lot of people, but this isn't the first time that he's talked about rotating the quarterbacks and, you know, I think that's what the coaches are telling him behind the scenes.
Well, you're ready for all three. What, each one gets a quarter and a third or what?
Oh, I don't know. You know, that all sounds crazy to
me. Wait a minute. He said he was going to rotate the quarterbacks when he played Florida in the beginning of the year game that they wore the all yellows. Remember that? He's going to rotate the quarterback. He lied. He stayed with Speed.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's lying. Hopefully Jamie's lying too.
Well, I'll get off and let some other people call. Great hearing your voices, guys. And Jamie, I left a message with Miz. He'll hip you up to it. You guys have a great day.
Been received. Thanks, Ken. Take it easy. Be good. 734-988-1050. Let's go to the dot man. What's up, Mark?
Hey, man. Did you say you like short guys? When it comes to the point guard, I thought I heard you say that earlier.
He's a fan of shorter players.
If the kids got game, what I said was, if the kids got game, I'm not gonna push away from him. I'm gonna trust Juwan Howard. That's what I said. Just because he's short, I'm not gonna say he shouldn't be able to play, and we shouldn't recruit.
I know you would. I'm not. I'm surprised you wouldn't say that. Yeah. How tall are you? Yeah, in fact, you probably called him up already.
He should not be judged on his height alone. I mean, Dennis said he can rise. He could dunk the ball, Mark. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I saw the video. First text I saw this morning, Mark, even before I saw the commitment, was from a text. Now, he's a Spartan fan, but he's like, why are you guys taking a Foster Lawyer type? I'm like, so then I had to go, what's he talking about? Oh, a shorter point guard. All right.
Hey, man, now you got me thinking about something else. I don't get trolled by Michigan State fans, and that might be because I've been living here for so long. They know just not to mess with me. I'm wondering, though, Dennis, it sounds like you got at least one troll that you communicate with, Spartan fan. Jamie, you got any former players?
Well, you know, I hang with Lorenzo. He doesn't troll me, though. We just talk. You know what I'm saying? When it comes together, we talk about it. Now, if he finds out that somebody as short as me is playing for Michigan, he may call me and say, "Dog, what's going on with that?"
Yeah, okay. They got their own issues. That's why I would be surprised that any Michigan State fan will call, unless it's one of them troll for troll things. I gotta agree with you, Jamie. I think Bowman's the guy out to shoot. For whatever reason, he just got a feel for for a guy that's got experience, much more than McNamara. And I really do think that Harbaugh is looking at this season as one where he's got to win games. He can't be on the fence with stuff this season. He's got to go ahead and win games, or this might be it. This might be it. I'm thinking Bowman too. And Phil Hubbard is one of McDaniel's coaches. So I got a line to Phil. You ever want to get Phil on your show? Probably a good idea if you're interested in having him on to talk about Doug to come on your show. I'll let you make the call, but let me know if you want to. Or you may already have a line.
Diamond, let me give you a little Marcus Ray, all right? Hook it up.
Let's get it done, baby. Just text it to me, and I'll call up myself. Let's do this. Let's do that hockey. Let's do it.
Yeah, Hub likes him, man. Hub's been talking about him for a while. I said, Hub, man, come on, man. Don't lie to me. Maybe 2 days ago I'm talking to him. How tall is he? He said, what they saying? I said, anywhere from 5'5" to 6 feet. He said, Dot, Skeety, 5'11". He's almost 6 feet.
Said, Chris Paul's 6 feet. You know what? Besides the 5'9", 5'10", I saw the weight on him was 135. I mean, I was a little, hey, look, Trae Young is out there putting everybody on notice, and he doesn't look like he's much over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, Chris is around 130 was surprising. I think I've seen 155 or something like that. I don't even know. It makes a lot of difference when it comes to Cam Sanderson anyway. But yeah, he can dunk. He's taller than Mike Smith. Probably more athletic than Mike Smith.
Taller than Mike Smith. I'll take him. That's all you had to say. That's all you had to say.
It was in a game. It wasn't like he was like doing one of these, you know, practice things where he was running up or something. It was in a game, and he didn't travel. He just went up, threw it down. I was like, okay.
Dennis, have you ever dunked, man?
Yeah. Not on a 10-foot rim, but I've dunked a lot. No, I wish I could. You know, I tell you what, if I would have been able to dunk, I don't think I would have ever left the gym.
Yeah, because that would have been something you just watch me, right?
I don't know, man. I love basketball, and you know, being able to dunk is something like was never in the cards for me. But I got, you know, they got those where you can lower the rim. I've got one out my yard right now where I can lower it down. I don't do that too much anymore. I hurt myself when I lower it down. Duncan hurt my wrist.
All right. Yeah, but I'll text it to you.
Thank you.
I'll text. All right, fellas. Be good.
All right, Mark.
734-998-1050 on the new phone in Columbus. Hadley.
Always great to talk to you guys on the new phone. I love my new phone. Hey, speaking of that, Jamie, when's our girl going to be back on, you think?
You know what, Hadley? I'm going to work on it next week for you, okay? So get ready.
I will be ready. I'm going to send you another question. One of them's been already answered, kind of. I mean, did Kim Barnes-Arico, did she ever get interviewed for that job? Do you know?
I don't think she got interviewed for a job, but she's brought on a lot of new coaching staff. She brought a whole new staff in.
Yeah, she's got I think she filled the three opened assistant spots already, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Well, there was talk that she was up for possibly getting interviewed for that Stanford job. So I didn't know if she ever got interviewed or just was never considered.
Not sure. I don't recall any kind of news about her having a trip, but I think she's full steam ahead in the maize and blue. I'm pretty sure about that.
You know, Hadley, all night I was thinking about your call yesterday where, you know, you talked about Little Yachty ranking the Big Ten helmets. And, you know, after further review, I did my own ranking, and I have Michigan with the number one uniform and number one helmet, actually in all of football, but of course, number one of the Big Ten. I do think Ohio State's our number two. And after looking through all of it, it was either going to come down to Penn State or I think I would put Iowa in there. So Iowa's not putting Iowa in front of Michigan's crazy, but Iowa does have nice uniforms or nice helmets. I'm sorry.
So you like them better than Penn State, huh?
You know what? Look, do I like just a plain white wall or do I want, you know, a little color in there, you know? Give me a little color.
Well, I know, but it's just so simple. It's such a simple uniform, you know, just so clean and crisp and everything else. And, you know, it's Penn State, and they're about the only team in the Big Ten that doesn't put their names on their unis, right, on the back.
I think that is accurate.
Yeah, I think so. You're right about that, Hadley.
Well, I'm glad I'm right about something. Hey, your man too, Jamie, a guy you don't like that you're going to unfollow. He did you see his latest one? He did, and I didn't realize there were this many. He did the top 50 live animal mascots in college football.
Really?
Did the Buffalo win it? Would they be number one?
Who won, Hadley?
Yeah, the Colorado, what's his name?
Ralphie.
Yeah,
Ralph. Uglo's up there probably. I always liked him when he takes a run.
What about the Longhorn? What about the Longhorn guy?
Bevo is at number nine.
Right.
Ugga, the Bulldog for Georgia, is at number 10.
It's a good one.
Somebody complained about that, but Ugga, he should have been higher.
Well, he's got some points against him. He tried to bite at someone, but I think that was like,
great. That was a great moment.
An
Auburn player. Yeah.
Yep.
Gotta have some self control, Hadley.
Is there any live mascots?
They want some
the
dogs. No, actually, I was taking a look, and I do not see any Big Ten schools listed on here, and I don't even think there actually is a Big Ten school with a live mascot.
No, there isn't.
I don't think that there's an actual Badger on the field. Obviously, there's no Wolverine.
No,
We went through that.
It was biting everybody.
Yeah. I don't think they brought down a mountain lion from the mountain of Nittany. I don't think that there's an actual eyeball of a hawk, so there's that. I don't know about gophers. I don't think there actually is a gopher that hangs out there up in Minnesota, but
not in Minneapolis. That's a city.
That's right. And I mean, they probably could get a turtle out there in Maryland, but they don't have that though.
Terrapins. Terrapins.
Well, I bet there's no wildcats in Northwestern either.
No, there are some cougars, I bet, though. Hey, now.
There is.
Yeah.
Maybe some coyotes.
Ricky Dicky.
It's amazing, man, how you can find these things so fast after I mention them. Oh, by the way, here it is. It's magic. You have it all ready to go every time I mention one.
I try to keep at the ready. It's where they got that.
You're professional, Adley.
Them smartphones.
Yeah, I know. So, Dennis, you got any more drops for this game you're going to play before we end the show? Like what Bianca Batuka and his last run, and they say how many yards he had and all that stuff?
Yeah, let's do it, Hadley. I got it. We'll do that straight ahead.
Sound like you guys have been coordinating together.
Yeah. And you guys, if you remember, the guy who was doing this game for ABC – it was supposed to be Jackson and Greasy, but the reason ABC didn't do it is because they didn't think having Greasy with his son playing for Michigan as a good combination thing. They did eventually change their mind, and he was on there during the 97 season, but those earlier years, he wasn't on for any of the Michigan games for years.
It's a great point, Hadley. They did do that, and then they thought it would be uncomfortable or it wouldn't be, the right thing to do. But it ended up, you know, taking off. And I can remember when Brian Greasy was doing a game in Bob, and you know, he had a hard time, like the quarterback and Brian's running, and it took him a game or two to adjust to that.
Yeah, you didn't know whether to call him by his last name or first name.
Right. It was called O'Brien.
Yeah, he couldn't call him Greasy. Brian.
Yeah,
you know. All right, boys. Well, we have a good weekend in plans, so you hang in there, and we'll talk on Monday.
Bye, Hadley. See you later. Be good this weekend. Do something good. We need to go to a break. We come back. Hey, we got a lot to do before we say goodbye for the weekend. You're listening to the M Zone.